Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Zeit Hiker's Guide to the Trendlexy, courtesy of the Discord.
Shout out.
I am Jack. That is DJ Daniel.
Hi. How you doing, Jack?
I'm okay, man, but the real question is, how are you doing?
I'm okay as well. I got a bit of an upset tummy.
A tummy ache.
Low energy at the moment.
Low energy. And do you care to talk about? Because we were sharing stories of bad decisions made.
I woke up
in the middle of the night 2 nights ago and ate half a pint of ice cream two separate half pints of ice cream.
I love it. Respect.
As well as a bunch of Oreo cookies. Not good. And then I woke up the next day and felt like shit.
Yep. Yep,
felt like shit.
I'm in the throes of the very same experience. Late last night in my weed-addled state, one of the roommates suggested, I want Taco Bell. And guess what? We all fell for the trap. And one order of nacho fries and a Baja Blast later. And I do not feel good this morning.
Yeah, that's not good, man. It's not the Taco Bell. It's the fries, bro.
They're so bad.
You saw those ads. They're haunted.
I know. They are haunted. They're literally haunted.
Will haunt your gizzard.
Yep.
All right. Should we tell the people what's trending or keep talking about our GI issues?
No, let's talk about what's trending.
All right. Someone who might be experiencing some GI issues is GINA Carano because she is dropped. Dropped?
By UTA.
Mm-hmm. Dropped from The Mandalorian for being a shitty MAGA chud.
Yep. There's a great tweet I saw about this. That was just, if you're racist and you're fired, it's your fault. And that's it. That's all you got to know. One.
I think it was by Parker Malloy.
Parker Malloy. Good knowledge. Hell yeah.
You know, authorship must be kept intact. When we cite these genii of Twitter.
As much as I, you know, hate what she had to say, we don't even need to go into that. I do love that retribution was swift.
Yes.
This wasn't a chance for other people either on the cast or from UTA or whatever to reveal themselves. It was just a, oh,
right,
you're out. That's it. Bye.
Yeah. It's not like they needed a bunch of pressure. It was just quick. And this is the police state we live in now, Daniel. You just say one wrong thing and suddenly, or maybe 20 wrong things, including making fun of the star of your movie for saying what pronouns he uses, or making fun, you know, contributing to a deadly pandemic by making fun of people for wearing masks, or, you know, after a insurrection, agreeing with insurrectionists, you know,
no good.
So people on the right are going to get mad and say, this is the cancel culture. Just real quick, want to shout out Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is Miss anti-cancel culture. But when you look back at her takes on NFL players who were kneeling, she thought they should be fired. So
great.
They're just mad that their opinion is out of favor and unsupportable.
That's a fucking problem.
Yeah. Gina Carano also, she had some Soderbergh movie. It was like a action movie where they were like, what if the person who was the action star could kick ass too? Because her background is she's a like really badass MMA fighter.
That's right.
And that movie, there's a lot of, you know, film Twitter people, mostly people who work for The Ringer, who convinced me that movie was good and worth watching. I think it's better to have somebody who can act, who you can make it look like they could kick ass, more so than somebody who can kick ass and cannot act, period, point blank.
Yeah.
I never really understood her appearances.
I think it's a, you know, in a similar way to, and I guess, you know, I'm not trying to shade this person here, but similar to Ronda Rousey's performance in the Fast and the Furious franchise, you're seeing a lot of like, hey, you know, movies are promotion just as much as they are pieces of art. So, you know, let's just,
I mean, I don't understand why they took the job. I don't understand why artists are like, we need somebody who can't act, but who could legitimately beat people up. Like, we don't watch, I guess maybe it appeals to an audience who watches movies like it's wrestling and they're like,
yes,
The Rock is really could beat me up, and so therefore I'm good with that.
That's fine. The Rock could beat me up, though. That's just facts, unfortunately.
I don't know, though. You think? I feel like I could take The Rock. He's
I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
me, I'm soft, baby soft.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's a very slippery man. That's the only reason he'd be able to beat me up is his hairlessness. I wouldn't be able to get a good grip on him. And the fact that he doesn't have a neck.
Couldn't really choke him out. It would just be like grabbing more shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. also, the fact that he could like, how far do you think The Rock could throw me? I feel like he could probably shoot me and make me into a basketball hoop.
Definitely free throw for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely free throw. Three pointer, he'd be putting some effort into it.
Yeah. I would have to like kind of comply and like tuck in real tight.
It could be one of those, whatchamacallit, Shazam situations where Shaq just like squeezes you into a ball and then bounces you and then shoots you.
Yeah. Now like we're just working out my kink. We're just talking about my sexual fantasies here. All right, let's talk about Chick Corea. Shout out to a real one, a legend.
Absolutely.
Whose name I knew, but I didn't know why I knew it. But as a musician, you were sad to hear this news.
I mean, you know, I'll put it to you this way. I think literally the second line of his Wikipedia page is what you need to hear. His composition, Spain, 500 Miles High, La Fiesta, Armando's Rumba, and Windows are widely considered jazz standards. And when it comes to teaching, you know, the art of music, like jazz is such a important it's such an important era in music for so many reasons, especially, you know, we have a special episode about Black history coming out, and especially its importance in Black history and promoting Black artists. And, you know, jazz is, you know, maybe America's greatest art form. And yeah. So to lose a world famous, you know, jazz legend who created the standards that teach future jazz musicians, it's a sad day.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I shouldn't been more, more up on check. People the other day were like, wait, you didn't know like this artist? I am an idiot. I am old. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's no excuse for not knowing a jazz legend, but because lots of the olds like the jazz, but no, I'm an idiot. I'm uncultured. Please do not expect me to know anything except 80s movies.
No.
Gorilla Glue is back.
Yes.
Trending. Yes. Because our girl who we talked about last week, who had Gorilla Glue in her hair, had tried to use it as a styling implement, finally was rescued by a plastic surgeon. My main issue with the way this story is being covered, her name is Tessica Brown. I guess we should catch people up if they missed the episode last week. She, due to a branding confusion that I think is somewhat understandable, there are multiple hair products that kind of overlap in a Venn diagram that would lead you to believe Gorilla Glue could be a hair product. There's like Gorilla Snot is one. Can't believe it's not glue,
right,
or
exactly.
Something there.
And they come in similar sized spray bottles.
Gorilla Glue comes in a spray bottle. That is wild to me it's like an aerosol can. Anyways, she was out of her normal hairstyling product, used Gorilla Glue, the spray bottle, on her hair, and then posted like a week later and was like, hey, so in case anybody else is going to make this mistake, don't. I've washed my hair 30 times and it looked like a action figure's hair, just like straight up plastic. But anyways, a plastic surgeon reached out, helped her, and her hair is now no longer in the grips of the Gorilla Glue.
Seriously.
One thing that about the way this is being covered, though, is that they're saying that all he used was like water, this household thing, and medical strength adhesive remover. I'm like, that last one is a big deal. I feel
pretty
like
important.
That's something that you probably don't have access to.
I can see the headline being something like, he used soap, water, a good scrub brush, and this medical adhesive. It's like, what were the first three things for? Oh, to wash his hands before the surgery. So he didn't use them.
Yeah,
technically.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, thank you.
Yeah. don't try any of this at home.
Shout out
to Tessica Brown.
Very happy
for bringing us along on her journey, and definitely just a social media presence who I would like to hear more from. She rules.
Yeah. Last thing on that, just before anybody decides to try and make fun of this person, I hold Tess Lynch's words very strong. It is a very thin line between the right level of tired to do that yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You only need to be a very certain level of tired, and then you are the next Tessica. So before you start, you know, trying to be a jerk about it, remember, it'll happen to you.
And also, I would have hidden this from the world until I just never would have taken off my hat because I would have been too ashamed. So I also love just airing it out, just being like, hey, I did this silly thing, and now I need help.
Respect.
Taylor Swift is trending because she's re-recording one of her songs. It's coming out soon. I do just want to say, Welcome to New York was recently brought into our household.
Indeed.
That song slaps, and gets my boys dancing.
Gets their toes tapping.
Yeah. By my boys, I mean my feet. gets no. My 4-year-old and 2-year-old, that is our dance song that we all dance around the house to right now. So shout out to her.
Wonderful.
New appreciation, another classic from the 1989 album.
I love it. That's really funny.
April Jones is trending.
Yes. Her and Dr. Dre are dating, apparently.
Her and Dr. Dre are dating. There's a 21-year age gap between the two of them. All like the men she dated before, Lil Fizz, Omarion, look like they could be Dr. Dre's children, but that does not change the fact that we are happy Dr. Dre is alive and well after his and shout out to the happy couple.
I straight up had forgotten about that until Anna was like, didn't he just have a brain aneurysm like a month ago? I was like, wait, yes, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
And then there's also this Fort Worth accident that's trending, like top 5 stories trending on Google nationally, which rarely a car accident that is that big that it becomes national news, but right. Apparently just a horrific accident. So stay safe out there, folks.
Yeah.
That is going to do it for today's trending episode. We are back tomorrow with a full ass episode of the show. We are off Monday just to get you guys prepared, because I know every Monday every Monday where we take a day off, we get the messages and just want to prepare y'all. There will be no Monday episode. We'll be back on Tuesday, but we do have a full ass episode tomorrow.
Always good.
Friday. It's a good one.
Always good.
Oh boy. And then we are full ass episode tomorrow morning. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay inside, don't eat ice cream or Taco Bell after midnight.
Don't do it.
Don't.
I never will again.
Yes. Don't ignore white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.